We talked about faith and endurance the other night, and those are faith and patience, the two power twins. But faith is your victory. That's the title. But we got to have some endurance. You know, I was thinking about it today. I thought, you know, I had a little incident, not incidents, but had some things happen at the bank. I've had to change up some of the ways to do things because of COVID. Different, they haven't hang on a lot of money for a long time that's not mine, you know. And so, anyways, I made some transactions at the bank. Well, I went down there, I had to sit Teresa down there today to put some money, down payment money in a banking account. Anyhow, they didn't want to do it. They, her name wasn't on all that stuff. So anyways, I went down there and I told them, what do I need to do? They said, well, your best thing is use a credit card. I said, I got one, I don't use it. I said, what you don't realize, everything creates a problem. Come on, somebody. Right. You get you a new car, you got a problem. Yeah. You got to keep tires on it. You got to keep a tag on it, the insurance on it. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. And so I said, we went on and I got it all like I wanted it. And I looked at the lady and I said, I didn't mean no disrespect. I said, you know, I could do like you. Just clock in, clock out, and have just a little bit of pressure. Wow. I said, but way it is now, I got a lot, and I can handle a lot of pressure. Yes.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah. Me and you, we're Christians.
Come on.
We got faith in God.
Yes.
And I mean, no matter what comes our way, our faith in God, we ain't going to change it.
Bless
you. You know, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Yeah.
He says everything will be fulfilled that his word says. Hallelujah. And so if I believe that Jesus is coming back after a strong, glorious church, then I don't got time to get on praying. I am part of it.
That's right.
I'm on somebody. Every one of us has opportunities to give the lay our faith down and not have the victory. I was thinking about it this evening. I was thinking about how when God spoke to me to start a church here. And I found out actually that I was having Bible study illegal because in the city limits, you got to be zoned commercial before you can have any kind of religious organization in the city limits. I didn't know that. So anyways, I went to have it rezoned and didn't know how to do it. Went down there and went through and found out and all that. And they sent out letters, you know, to within 500 foot of this building to every house, every person that own property 500 foot of this building. And unanimously, every one of them come back denied. There was not one agreed within 500 foot of this building to rezone this commercial. Now we can't have a church without commercial. And so what that did, I mean, I could have got all discouraged. And I could have said, what's wrong, Lord? I mean, I'm trying to do it. And I did. I started out doing that, you know, thinking like that because of the challenge that was trying to stop me from doing what I felt like God wanted me to do. That's the same with you.
Right.
You know, I mean, you feel like you're supposed to be blessed and prosperous. That's the will of God just as well as starting this church.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be healed and strong and victorious. And feeling good, that's the will of God just as well as what I had to do. I'm going up through there, you know, and I started thinking, what's wrong with these people? I'm trying to help this community, man. You know, I'm trying to do the will of God. God's trying to move in this community. Started thinking that, and all of a sudden, I cast down those thoughts, and I rolled that thing over on the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to carry this battle. This battle belongs to you. You told me to do it, praise God. I don't know how you're going to do it, you know. I don't got the money to get a lawyer. I had $300.
Bless you, Lord.
And so I rolled that thing over on the Lord. See, faith is the victory. Faith is your and my victory.
Amen.
And we got it based on the word of God.
Yeah.
Once we know the will of God, we have faith.
Yeah.
Faith begins where the will of God's known. When we know the will of God, and we get that out of the word or by the Spirit of God, if you say you believe in God for a house, your address is not in there. So you just got to trust God that he'll get you to the address.
Amen.
But no matter what happens in between, you got to keep your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to maintain faith. It's not automatic.
Amen.
I mean, you know, if we're not careful, we can be like a bathtub filled up one night and drained the next.
Amen.
I've been there. I've been full and fired up and ready to tote the gates of the city and ready to go into all the world and say things change and people do things and satanic things happen and the next week just want to quit it all. But you know what? I came out of that roller coaster state. I thought I'm tired. See, I don't know about you, but being a Christian to me, I would rather have joy and peace. I mean, that's when things are good. It's not when things are lining up that things are good. Things can be good and not have no joy and peace, and you're still miserable. But faith puts us in there, in that realm of joy and peace and long-suffering, temperance, endurance. It puts us in there. Well, you know, I rolled that thing over on the Lord, and I went down there to the mayor, and I told the mayor, I said, well, what am I going to have to do? He said, well, he said, there's a business meeting. What it is, people come in from Birmingham, different places, once every month or so. They come in and they go over the things that people want to start businesses and all of that, and they kind of look at it and all that stuff, you know. He said you'll have to go before them. He said, and all the people that come against that said no, and he really wasn't in favor of it either. But you know what? All odds seem to be against you most of the time as a Christian.
Amen.
That's why we have supernatural faith.
Amen.
That's why we serve a supernatural God.
Hallelujah.
That's why he put his supernatural spirit on the inside of me and you and gave us the supernatural word.
Amen.
That word's not just common, ordinary.
Right.
That word is alive, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise God. It goes down to the divine center, soul, spirit, bone, and is a discerner. It'll help us discern what thoughts are coming to us, who they're from.
Yep.
If they're from me or from Satan or from God.
Amen.
If they're in line with the word of God, they're from God.
Amen.
I said, okay. Teresa, we had a Tuesday night Bible study at that time, and it was back there in the food room. That's the only room that was in this building. Rest of this was just open and all that. And so we had Bible study, and it fell on a Tuesday night. I believe it was 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6:30. But we started at 7. So I didn't have no choice. I called Teresa. See, what I'm telling you this is, I've made no provision to fail.
Right.
So I told Teresa, I said, just start out the service. Just start it. I'll be there. And I'm going by faith. I don't know what time I'll be there, but I'll be there. So Teresa starts the service out that night. Well, I'm in that meeting, and I go in, and I had to sit between two guys. They was all decked out, and I mean, the room was full. You had the people within 500 feet, and then you had a bunch of nosies. You know, you always got the room full of nosy bodies. They just want to know everything that's going on in there. And I knew a bunch of them. And they knew everything, all the garbage on everybody in Bluntsville. There's some of those folk in there. So I felt like I was sitting in there alone, me and God. But you know, when I sat down between these two guys, I didn't know that I could possibly be sitting in the presence of angels, two angels. Because they go over this and they get my case right off the bat. And that's what I needed. I needed to be here
right.
at 7 o'clock. So I needed this thing to move. And so anyways, they go over and they bring mine up. Mayor brings mine up. And now remember, I done cast that thing on the Lord. To start with, I got discouraged a little bit. I mean, I started thinking, why is this happening? You know, I'm just trying to do the will of God. See, the enemy, he comes at you like that when you set out, whether it's to be a good husband, whether it's to save money, whether it's to do the will of God, whatever it is that you feel the Lord's wanting you to do, things are going to come against it. And so, anyways, they brought it up, you know, and And they let each one of them within 500 feet. Everybody couldn't talk, just the ones that said no, the old property. And so anyways, they brought it up. One of them said, gonna be a lot of traffic. One of them, old man looked like his Methuselah out of the Bible, maybe. Old man. He spoke up and he said, well, it might open up a old folks home. And I nearly jumped up and said, yeah, you the first to go and eat it, old man. You trying to stop what you might need. Some of them said I would sell it to Jack's. Some of them said, I mean, they come up with all kinds of reasons why they didn't want me to rezone. You know? And they waited until all of them got through. Then this guy spoke up and he said, I don't really see what the problem is. He said, this boy's wanting to open a church. He said, a church is not a business. He said, that church is going to change that community.
Amen.
He said, it's going to help people. He said, it's actually going to benefit the city and people's lives. This other one, he says, yeah, I'm in agreement. He said, I don't see the problem. He said, like he said. I mean, when that guy got through speaking, I mean, I'm sitting there and I feel like, yes, Lord, somebody's on my side. These two dudes, these are you, God. I knew that I'm sitting in the presence of the Lord in between two guys. I felt the anointing. I thought, man, I feel like I'm in church now. Amen. I did feel like I was in a dungeon of lions, you know. just the atmosphere in there until these guys talk. And then, I mean, simultaneously, all of them at one time could it be unified like that with the power of God on these ungodly people. They all said, just do it. And the mayor went, amen, so be it. I got up and said, God bless you, see you later. Out of there. It was a done deal. Made it into Bible study. Boy, I come preaching that night, though. Woo, glory. See, without the test, I wouldn't have had the testimony that I just told you. That God is a big God. He can move in on a whole city that's against you doing the will of God. He can move in on that, and I mean change hearts and change minds, and even if he has to, harden their hearts. See, I kept the faith, and I had the victory. The victory showed up. Here we are tonight, 20-something years later.
Amen.
Praise God. And we ain't just in a little hole in the wall out there. I mean, we got a nice building. I know it needs some work. Got some cracks in the foundation. Got some blocks. Need some stuff. Got some holes up underneath patching. I know all about it. I know the drooping of the rafter. I know all about all that. But I praise God. Hallelujah. We got it.
That's right. Come on.
And here we are. And this is only temporary. Tell the Lord of death that we're nearly out of parking space. That's when everybody would seem like they'd come to church.
Yeah, come on.
Faith is my victory. I can't go out there once a year, Lord. I'm believing for more land. Am I coming to church? That's defeated.
Yeah.
You're done defeated. You're done looking at what it looks like in the natural. He tries to work out on y'all. One of my people ain't coming to church. They don't want to.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, somebody. We ain't got to get in there and reason nothing out. We know we fight and we get here.
Right?
Yeah. We know everybody has the same Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Same faith, same Bible,
right.
Same power, same anointing. So we don't have to worry and figure that out. Let's just come on, praise God.
Amen.
As for me and our house, for this house, my house, your house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's faith.
Amen.
And that brings you into victory.
Hallelujah.
That brings us into victory. Hallelujah. I mean, no, there's victory. For healing right now for you.
Amen.
Healing right now for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't know when the Lord's going to heal me. He's already done it.
Yeah.
Already done it.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is rise up and say, okay, God, you done deposit healing in my banking account, thank God. And all I got to do is use my faith to draw it out.
Yeah.
All I got to do is draw on the healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You know how we did there? I mean, some people don't like me telling these stories. Any of y'all don't like it?
Keep on, brother. Keep on. Come on, brother.
See? Look at that.
Bless
David, liar. Woo, hallelujah. See, all I've got's my testimony.
Right.
That's all I've got, but that's all I need.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible says, tell of the glorious and good things that the Lord does for us.
Amen.
That's our testimony.
Right.
You're getting healed and you're telling somebody, you're not braggadocious. You know you didn't do it. He healed you and somebody needs to hear it so faith will come. Faith comes by hearing so they won't sit there miserable and drawn back and wonder why they're the only one God ain't healing and all that. No, they need to hear about how He still heals today. He
yeah.
still delivers today, and faith will rise up in the heart of that being because God sends His word and heals and delivers and sets free and raises up.
That's right.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How many knows faith is required in order to receive from the Lord?
Yeah.
It's a requirement. It's not that God's locked nobody. That's why everybody, you gotta be born again to have faith.
Yeah.
You gotta believe on the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. Until you believe on Him, you're not going to be saved. You've got to have that faith to believe on Him from the Lord that He gives us. Now the same over here, you know, in the things of the kingdom, I was thinking about this. I thought about how that I went on the streets by faith in Indiana back in 1993, 3 or 4. And I went by faith. I mean, God spoke to me to go, put it in my heart, you know, to go. And I heard bad reports right off of the bat. You know, I heard how people had been rocked and, you know, with tents and different things. I called the police department and all that to see if I needed permits. I was trying to get it legal, you know, everything, wanted to do everything just right, you know, and all of that. And then I get out there and a lot of the church come against me. Church people. What are you doing out here? What are you doing? One guy come up and he told me, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm coming out here to preach the gospel on the streets. He said, God spoke to me 6 months ago and told me to come out here on the streets to start street evangelism. I said, well, just go to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you. I said, He wanted it done. I said, and He sent me. I said, and I'm going to do it. I said, I'm here to preach. I said, you're welcome to come out here and help me. I said, but you know what? You just need to repent before the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you and move on. Don't do it again. When God tells you to do something, go do it. I said, because whatever God's need is out here on the street, I said, he needed somebody out here. He's got people He wants saved, healed, restored back to the kingdom, something. Hallelujah. And you know, I had to go by faith. It happened on a Friday night. Sometimes I wouldn't get off of work till 5:00, toting sheetrock all day, wore slap out. That was our time to go out and meet, you know, me and Teresa, take Travis, little boy, you know. So it took some faith. It took me denying myself, denying my will, and all of that. But faith will help you to do that. Faith will put you in grace where, I mean, God spoke to me when I made up my mind to do it. God spoke to me. He said, son, He said, I'll add grace. He said, and you doing that will be the best thing for them.
Amen.
You doing my will, I'll put grace on it all, and that'll be the best thing you could ever do for them, is to do my will. He was just helping me understand. And then I thought, glory to God. Hallelujah. God says He'll work all things together for the good.
Yes.
And you know what? I did it. That was the best 3 years I ever had in my life on Friday night. I've had a lot of party Friday nights, but that's the best time that I've had. But it was a challenge.
Amen.
But that anointing and that presence of God and that peace of knowing that I've done the will of God was more high than any high that I'd ever had. I mean, it added to my life majorly, praise God. And why I'm telling you that, I'm not just telling you my story, I'm telling you that it took faith to do that.
Yeah.
It took faith. Faith will cause you to sacrifice for the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? I saw miracle after miracle on that street. I saw walls of rain. There's one little woman over in the project houses over there, bedridden, praise God. And that ain't the one lady, she couldn't even see. Her feet, something wrong with her feet. She was all on a walker, come out. That one lady was here that told her kids or grandkids, think her grandkids or kids wouldn't do it. They towed her to a van and put her little cot in there and put her in that van and brought her out on that street.
Hallelujah.
But God, and it was just a few minutes till 7, you know, and they come and blah, blah, blah. And I'm, oh,
man. I looked at my clock, I thought we got to start at 7. So I run across that parking lot and run. I went real fast across the parking lot. I didn't run. And I laid hands on that lady and I said, "Be healed in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed." I turned around, oh man, God. I turned around and started back across there to go up on the stage I had set up, praise God, and this little woman outrun me off of that bed and grabbed that microphone and started preaching. Bedridden, toted her to the bed. See, an act of faith brought the glory. See, your faith serving God, where you at, it ain't got to be on the streets. It's where you work. It's at home. It's where you live. It's the post office. See, this supernatural life I was just sent out there is a gift to stir up the body. To get those, I mean, I got people back in church. I want them back to the Lord. I led them back to the Lord. I led people to the Lord and sent them to churches. I mean, people was restored for 3 years out there.
Hallelujah.
This one woman come down there and she had glasses about that thick. I mean, I couldn't have it when I'm praying for her. I mean, it was all I could do to keep laughing. Of course, I was 27. Her eyes were just through those glasses because they were so big. And the lady wasn't all here. A lot of churches didn't pay no attention to this woman. You know, didn't have no confidence. But about that time, the Lord had, but right before that, the Lord, I was reading in the Bible, he said, and I've run across the scripture where the Apostle Paul said, those that seem to be less needful. What? Yeah. And so I'm like, God bestows honor upon these people. This rejected in churches and things. Because they're not like everybody else. I mean, we're not supposed to be like each other.
Right?
We're supposed to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And receive one another in as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Anyways, I went on, you know, and I believe I had that scripture where I could hold the anointing for her. I believe that scripture come to me so that I wouldn't look down or think down or anything. And so her feet, she's having trouble with her feet. No, it wasn't, it was her eyes. That's what she wanted. She wanted to see how to read her Bible. I laid hands on that lady, bless God. She come across there with that woman. I laid hands on that lady and I commanded her eyes to be healed. That she'd be able to see that Bible, bless God. And you know what? That lady went home that night and she went to bed. And that lady got up at sometime during the night and went to the kitchen and realized that both of her feet had been healed. God touched her eyes. She could read the Bible without them glasses. God not only healed her eyes, but God healed her feet.
Amen.
He healed her feet, and all she wanted to sing on the street, I had to hold her back. Listen, you can't sing all night long now. I don't like singing all night long. Y'all go hang out and singing churches all night long. I like to preach in churches.
Amen.
So just sing one song, and I want to preach. Well, she'd been out there, and still didn't get it. Been out there hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Been out there hearing, man, I'm preaching Jesus. I hear you. He's healer. Man, glory to God. The woman with issue of blood. I'm bringing all this stuff up out there, praise God. As God's making it real to me out of the Bible, I hadn't experienced a whole lot, but I was starting to experience what that Bible said, and I still am today, 27 years later.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you God is the same God as he was when he rode back the Red Sea.
Yeah.
He ain't changed. His word ain't changed. His power ain't changed. His anointing's not changed. People change. People will let the word get watered down in their mind. This can't happen for me. That's watering it down. That's letting it be watered down. Hallelujah. The only way to keep it from getting watered down in your heart, praise God. See, faith is not of the head. That's why people who know a lot about the Bible ain't got no faith.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. Faith is not of the head. And that's why a lot of people that knows a lot of Bible scriptures and been around the Bible a long time don't got no God heart faith. Faith comes from the heart. The Bible says with the heart man believes, not with the head.
Amen.
With the heart man believes. And the only way to get that down in that heart is communion with the Lord through the Word. And I mean meditating on that Word. And when you can't seem to believe that Word, say, God, help me believe it.
God quickened your word to me, God. When you read that Bible, you tell God, God, I'm going to let you in with me reading the word, God. Let your word go in and be deposited in my heart, because the mind don't generate faith. The Bible says the carnal mind or mind is an enemy to God. See, when it's just mental sin, then when the challenge comes, we faint. We faint. But when it's in the heart, praise God, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm talking about against poverty, against sickness, against oppression and depression. You know, the Lord told me the other day, he said, don't watch the news too much. He said, don't pay too much attention to what's going on in the churches. Don't pay too much attention to what's going on around you or in your church. Stay focused on me. I said, yes, sir. I sure will, Lord. If I listen to the news, it's about 3.5 minutes. Hurry. Turn it back over to preacher. Well, now he's telling me that for a reason, Johnny.
Right.
Now I got faith when I do that. And things happen in my life when I'm obeying what he's saying. Whether it's don't watch too much, you know, whatever. Don't change them thoughts. He speaks to us all the time.
Right.
Yeah. See, and he does that so that we remain in faith, because faith is our victory. Faith is our victory. Give me that Luke 22, man. Luke 22, I believe it is. And the Lord said, Jesus talked to Simon Peter, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. See, salvation didn't come when Jesus ascended. So he told him, he said, when you converted, strengthen your brother. But he prayed, and he said, Satan desired to have you. He said, but I've prayed that your faith fell off. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you tonight, Satan desires to have you.
Right.
He desires to take you down, take you under, take you into oppression. I mean, you know, there's been more drug overdose with opioids and different things since this pandemic started and the lockdowns and the shut-ins. Talking to a guy today at the church in Oniana. That's how y'all's membership. He said, well, we're holding our own. He said, the pandemic took a bunch of them out and they never come back. I said, did they go anywhere else? No, they just got out. Well, their faith got weak.
Right.
You know, their sacrifice, he said, they just can't seem to get up and sacrifice anymore for the Lord. I said, you know why? I said, because when we're after God, I said, that sacrificial faith in there that pushes us out into the back, keeps us in strong in the battles, is weakened when we're not fighting.
Right.
Hallelujah. I told him, I said, but you know what? I said, God's got an army of remnant. I said, that ain't going to bend and bow and break to COVID or nothing else to get us out of the will of God.
Amen.
I said, I'm going to do the will of God no matter what, if it costs me my life. I'm steadfast in it. I'm going to do the will of God. I said, you know what? I said, therefore, I'm losing my life, and that I have found my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says if we will seek to lose our life, we will find our life.
Amen.
And the more that my mind and heart is made up to that, the more that I'm finding the strength of God in the times of battle.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Been praying for them door companies. One guy, he says, I ain't started the building yet. He said, I need a square door in them doors. I said, okay. And so I went and ordered them doors last Thursday, and they're going to deliver them December the 1st.
Amen.
They was going to deliver them this week, but the bank wouldn't turn loose no money for me to pay for them out of my banking account. I'm fixing it from the bank. I told Teresa now, so I'm about to have it for that bank. I'm having to go down there and tell them how to bank. Crazy, man. But you know what? I'm not ordinary. You're not ordinary. I'm not an ordinary guy. You're not an ordinary person. We're supernatural beings in this earthly body. We have the anointing of God. We got the anointing. We got a grace. We got an anointing to solve problems. Every one of us are problem solvers.
Amen.
And listen, if you know how to encourage somebody in their problem, then when you get in one, encourage yourself like you would encourage them.
Right.
Use the same encouragement you would give somebody else in your battle.
Right.
You got the anointing to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But Satan desires to have you. Don't say, oh God, I wish you'd leave. No, don't get in that baby thought state. Don't get in that baby thought thinking. Rise up and tell him, you won't never have my house and me and my business and my church and my ministry. You might as well forget it. I done been converted. And then Peter gets up and preaches after he's converted and 3,000 people get born again.
Hallelujah.
And then he went preaching that gospel, boy. Got saved like us. That's why the Bible says that we're as bold as a lion. It's not because we got it all together and we're perfect. We figured it all out. No, we trust in a living God. That's how simple that is. It's not that I've got it all together and I know what to do all the time. I seek Him, acknowledge Him. He gives me wisdom. No, that's having confidence in a God that is able, the Bible says, to do abundantly above greater than we can think or ask according to the power of the work now. See, I got my house. I got my house. And, you know, and then I didn't have no money to get my block wall. I had old windows in there that rattled when cars went by. Johnny could go by his Mustang and rattle my cage all the way around. My windows. You ever heard the old style windows?
Yep.
It'll rattle. Thunder, they rattle. Hair coming in all around them. And but God, we just set our faith out there that God was going to supply. Not, you know, we don't care how you do it, God. We just believe you're going to do it. How many know that faith is your victory?
Hallelujah.
But you know what, praise God? For a long, praise God, we paid cash for windows.
Yeah.
Man. So I told you about the block wall. I didn't have faith. I didn't have money. I didn't have money to get a bulldozer. I needed a bulldozer to dig up stumps over there. And you praise God. I found out. That's why I've owned a bunch of sold a bunch of bulldozers. I figured out God would give me one of them too. I just bought a little one. Paid cash for it.
Praise God.
Well, I don't start that. You don't know too long here to know that I'm not bragging on that. Jesus gave me that. I didn't go to the bank, but God, He gave me wisdom to start being a steward and sowing more and giving. See, some people, well, it's no fat cow. You have no idea what I give.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much I give. The Bible says, giving it shall be given, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, they don't bother to ask you. How'd you get that? I gave my way to it.
Yeah.
I gave Jesus offerings. I gave people money. I sold houses and cars. I tithed faithfully.
Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah. It's so, you know, I figured out, you know, God didn't say, when this lady told me one time, she said, well, Brother Weston, you know, God said He would supply all of our needs. I mean, just emphasize that word, needs. I mean, just say everything else in faith till you get to the word need. And I said, well, I needed a punt to it. No, he said need. I said, I needed a punt to it. I said, no, ma'am, I went and looked that word up, and I heard a lot of people say that like you. I said, if you'll listen to me, you can get way more of your needs, ma'am. I said, that word need in the Greek means want. I said, it means that He will supply everything you want. I said, when we're after the Lord, I said, we want what He wants.
Amen.
I said, our desires become His desires, and so then everything we desire, He will get it to us. Hallelujah. We believe God for a block wall, a block retaining wall. Let God, you can drive up my house, got one. Believe God for a metal roof for a few years. Went year went by too. We went to live. One day we're going to get it. It's on its way. We believe we received it when we asked for it. We kept on believing God. And you know what? A storm came and I preached steady through the storm. That storm brought my metal roof and a pump house. And we give $1,000 or $2,000 extra money to the ones that put it on their tithes and still had plenty of money left.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
See, people say, well, you know, we don't need to tell all those stories. That ain't a story.
Yeah.
That's giving God glory.
Yeah.
That's telling you, I don't care if you're born in the poorest family on the planet, you in a rich one now.
Amen.
You've moved over into a royal kingdom now. You've moved over into a kingdom that an inheritance has been left to you through Jesus.
Amen.
That don't have to be worked for. That has to be believed for.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Guy asked me today, he said, have I been doing his orders a long time? They actually want me to come down and get involved in the judicial system, in the spiritual part, you know, counseling with guys and everything, or whatever, people that, and he told me, he said, how long you been doing the garden door, Mr. Weston? I said, about 27 years, I guess, something like that, you know, and he said, when are you going to retire? I said, I ain't going to never just get out. I said, I'm going to quit installing, you know, doing a lot of physical stuff. I said, but I'll probably run, pick up checks, that job's up, you know, maybe deliver it, I don't know. I said, I probably won't quit. I said, but there's one thing that I will never retire from. I said, that's the kingdom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's going to church and pastoring and preaching. There's not even a thought in my mind. I told him, I said, it got me stirred up. I said, there's not even a thought in my mind of backing down from the will of God.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. That ought to be yours, whether you're a pastor or not. Church going.
Amen.
Because you know what? God will bring you on up and raise you on up. God starts us out in the church and begins to train us, begin to disciple us, begin to get the word, getting us ready. See, leaders are not born leaders. They're trained. They're built.
Right.
I wasn't born being a leader. I was built a leader. He put leader in me, but he's put leader in every one of us to a certain extent. Might not be a pastor, might not be a prophet, might not, but a man of God, a woman of God, a child of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's put that on the inside of us, and praise God, and will continually build on that. He will build on that as long as we will let him put a board on or a brick up. As long as we'll let him build, he'll build on that and build on that. And before you know it, we'll be built a spiritual house, giving sacrifices to our God, giving glory to our God. We won't be struggling in the thought, will God show up or will he not show up? We'll be in there whether he does or not, we're going to trust him. See, there's different levels of faith that we can go to. The Bible says he takes us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Give me that 1 John 5, Beth, please. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. I mean, this is a famous scripture for me. This church, it don't lack in seeing that scripture at least 50,000 times a year. I do it on purpose when the Lord lets me. I slap it up there. Put that up there, Lord, where we say, oh yeah. Oh, I'm a loose, I'm a whatsoever. That's me. So you got to say, I'm a whatsoever. I mean, these kids at school, they got their little cliques in there. If you ain't like them, you're not popular, you know. But you know what? All of y'all that go to school here, you say you thank Jesus for your food if you have to sit alone. If you have to sit alone and break because you don't fit in, you fit in with God.
Amen.
You fit in with God, and he sees you, and he hears you, and he's answering you, and he'll reward you for standing up for him and keeping the faith in God, even in the school system. I imagine the school system's a hard place now.
Yep.
Just like us out here.
Right.
Just like us out here. No different. There's people in the world in the church. There's people don't serve God in the school. There's kids that don't serve God in school. There's parents that don't take their kids to the house of God that know nothing about Jesus. But we're not to be ashamed of Jesus in school or work or wherever we're at. We're not. The Bible says that if we'll be ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us before the Father. We're supposed to love on Jesus no matter where we at. I'll be bold to tell anybody I serve Jesus. And if you don't like him, that's fine. You don't have to. I love him.
That's right. Come on.
Hallelujah. I got faith in him. It says, whosoever is born of God overcomes. This is the victory It says it really plain, Paul did. He said, this is the victory that overcomes financial trouble, that overcomes the world and its age and system, that overcomes the world's way of thinking, that overcomes, I'm just broke and always going broke, never have. No, this faith overcomes all of that. I'm convinced today that if I would have just kept on believing the way the church that I've started out in is believing, that I would know nothing about healing. I would know nothing about, I can sow seeds and believe God and get a harvest and all. I wouldn't know nothing about it. I'm not down in that church, but thank God I had the Bible.
Amen.
I had that Bible, started reading that Bible pretty often, praise God, and started finding out things. Give me that Hebrews 10:35, baby. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, your faith, your confidence in the Lord, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. That word patience means endurance. I mean, we got to work on endurance.
Amen.
I mean, we must. I mean, if you ain't got much money left every week, don't save a dollar. Go put a dollar in the jar and work on yourself. Just like that lady, she told me today, she said, well, Miss Redline, you need to get you a credit. I said, I got one in my wallet. I said, I don't rely on that anymore.
Yeah.
I used to use it. They calling it up. You need me to use it.
Doesn't been a long time, Johnny.
But I put a $10,000 one in my wallet. Whenever I was struggling to be a good steward, I just couldn't seem to save money for nothing. I mean, I'd say, get it, blow it. I'd get money and blow it. So I got me a $10,000 credit card, praise God. And I mean, proved there, I got $10,000 in my wallet. And I made up my mind, I'm going to put that in my wallet, and I don't care if I get stone broke, I'm not going to use it. And you know what? I kept that card until they canceled it because I wasn't using it. Cut it up. But you know what? That whole period, it was hard, Johnny. I'm telling you right now, I mean, but I made up my mind. I thought, I purpose to do this, and I'm going to set out and do this. I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to the banks. I'm leaning on everything. I keep us in debt, and I want to be debt free. I want to be free from financial pressure. I want out of it, Lord. And Lord, but you know what? The Lord wouldn't just drop the money to me. I mean, He wanted me to learn to master money and be a good steward over the money. So I told that lady, I said, I got a credit card and I don't use it. I said, that's why I opened this banking account.
Oh.
Well, if the check bounces, it's gonna hurt that account. I said, it's going to hurt any account I put it in, ain't it?
Right.
I started to tell her, I don't need you to tell me how to run my business. I need you to do what I tell you to do. You're the banker. Tell me what to do. I mean, really, don't sit there giving me your opinion on what you think ought to do. You can't even run your own life. I'm running three businesses. My house, the church, and blood over a door. And go and have everybody else run theirs.
Right.
Hallelujah. We see, we can't take counsel from people that's not in our shoes. I'm not saying the banker lady meant any ill will toward me. I know she didn't. I mean, I really know she didn't. She didn't mean no ill will, but I'm causing her problems. Well, good. That's what you get paid for.
Right. Come on.
Every phone call I get's a problem. Broke spring. Need you here yesterday. Them jobs, hour and a half off traffic. Don't turn the GPS on. If I have a job hour away, I don't count nothing until we're loaded up and leaving. Well, you know what? He's going to work on that. I don't care, Lord, if it's 2 hours. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I got a door.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's being a good steward over yourself. Instead of good, God Almighty. I guarantee you, if the Lord shut all the doors off, if He shut them all off, He'd be like, oh Lord, oh God, go to Tennessee, God. We hope it don't come to that. He'll start, I mean, if every now and then, maybe He ain't worked on it like He ought to. I mean, every one of them will be far off, far off, far off, week after week after week. I tell them one time, I said, well, quit whining. And we'll get quick, maybe somebody built some houses in Blountsville. Hallelujah. I have to keep faith in all that, Johnny.
Right.
Woo, hallelujah.
Bless him.
Oh, if this thing being a Christian was easy, everybody in this house would be slapped full tonight.
Yep.
If it was easy, every church around this, these 13 churches in Bunsell would be slapped full if being a Christian and serving the Lord was just a really pie factory. But it ain't. But the rewards of it. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. When you stand strong and you don't bow, you work on, you know what? I mean, I worked on myself, prayed God, till I come slap out of debt. I owe a little bit on my house, but God, and I got the money to pay it off if I want to. And you know, when I started working on myself back under, I couldn't even buy a Pepsi-Cola. God told me to save money, and I said, I ain't got none, Lord. He said, that's why. You ain't saved none. I've been trying to tell you for 10 years. He said, if you listened to me 10 years ago, get out of a bunch. So, all of his mercy, he started dealing with me again. Dealt with me and Teresa about the same time. We're broken down. I found out when God wants you to rise up in faith, everything ain't going to be perfect. Everything ain't going to be suitable. Everything's not going to feel good. Everything's not going to be convenient. Hallelujah. He told me to come up here and start healing, scared I had polyps growing in my face. I giggled on them. Good Lord, you should have seen some of the polyps, what they did to them people. I shut down Google. I could see myself all worked up. Yep, I grow crooked, make everything crooked. But I kept my faith, didn't have the insurance. I kept that one polyp sitting in there like a little wet puppy with my faith. That guy 9 years later said, oh God, that thing ain't moved a bit. I told him, I said it couldn't. He looked at me and I said, I had my faith on that all these years.
Amen.
But God, I did. I meant it.
Right.
But I went to preach healing school, and I told the Lord, I said, well, Lord, I need healed. I need healed, Lord. I mean, where I can go preach it. He said, what's your healing got to do with me? You preaching what I'm doing, what I told you to do? Yeah. It had nothing to do with it, Johnny. But I'm suffering, God. But see, that road was going to lead me to victory.
Right.
That road led me out. You know what I had to start doing? I had to start studying on healing. I had to start getting all the scriptures together on healing. Going looking up all the healing. I started feeling healed.
Right.
Before you know it, I'm like, Lord God, I'm healed. I'm already healed, but God, I'm healed. Hail. And then I feel it. I'm healed. I got strong on the inside. Nothing changed.
Right.
That polyp couldn't move for 9 years. He might have had healing school for me. Only prayed for one person the whole 2 or 3 years that did it. That might have been Teresa. No. Somebody. One person I prayed for. Lord didn't tell me to go over here and pray for people.
Right.
He told me to come over here and preach healing. Do healing school.
No.
See, he wanted his people to learn how to receive healing without a man.
Right.
You know, hear that word. Faith comes by hearing. Faith is a victory over there. We just read it. You know, just like I went through surgery, I mean, I know it sounds like just a story, but no, you don't know how I felt. You don't know how I hurt. You don't know how emotionally moved I tried to be. It tried to move me. You don't know how useless I felt. Now, I forget, well, he never knew it the way you talk. You got to live what you believe.
Right.
You got to live what you believe. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Yep.
So I couldn't believe what I was feeling. I'd come here and preached it all them years, you know. I preached it here. This ain't the first time you heard it after I had open heart surgery. You know, we don't believe based on what we see and feel. We believe based on the Word of God. I said it before I got a heart attack. I just preached it here. I preached it here and on the streets, you know. The Word of God's all the evidence I need to know that I have victory in my body after surgery.
Amen.
Or before surgery. Even if I don't have to have surgery. Faith is see, Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance. That's substance. This is a bottle, and that water in there is substance. Faith is substance. It's a title deed.
It says faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence. Faith is substance and evidence.
Amen.
Faith is substance and evidence.
Amen.
See, I wasn't out of debt, but I could see myself there, see. That faith gave me evidence in here that I could get there.
Amen.
That faith will give you evidence. I mean, I've seen my body going to work. Hallelujah. I fought to go to work. But God, and I mean, the very day that I told Teresa, I wasn't even able to go. I told her, I said, I won't do nothing. I'm going to work. I mean, you know. And so, I got it in my heart, you know. This body ain't going to tell me what to do. Well, I stepped on the ground that morning, and it shot up. If I had a gun, I could have shot myself and got out of that pain that shot up through my body. It would have felt better just to boom, boom. And I couldn't put weight on it. And I went in there and I thought, well, I better not go. I just better not go. And I thought, I made up my mind yesterday. I'm going. So I spoke to my foot and said, you're going with me today, but God. You ain't keeping me down. You're not going to do it. I'm going to let, see, I had faith and it gave me evidence on the inside. Don't let this rule me. That's the last trial I ever had with that foot.
Hallelujah.
I went on to work that day, but God. I told Travis, I said, I'm going to nail these, staple these eye wires up. That little bottom bracket, she had to break apart to put on the drive doors, you know, the bottom bracket of the rotors. And I'm going, I just can't break them. I told Travis, what'd they do? Welding, just they're making it thicker or something. Crazy over there. And I went and changed, but it wasn't. I just weak. And so I handed it to Travis. Then I go over there, you know, and I thought, well, what's the use? Just go back to the truck, you know. I thought, I'm not going back to the truck, but God, you might want to shut up, head. See, faith will take you out into, cause you into those rough waters and cause you to get victory. So I told Travis, I'm going to nail up him. And I got that, and the hammer was heavy. I'm like, hammer? Man, with a hammer. And I'm going, I couldn't get the strength up to drive that staple in that wall. And it was soft pine wood. But you know what I kept on doing? I kept on moving. But God, I can drive them now. Hallelujah. I mean, I pray God brought that body up in faith. That body had to start lining up. I began to recover quick and get stronger faster and faster and faster. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then before, you know, it hurt me to bend down. I was cut like Richard. But I was in the front, he's in the back. When I'd go down and I'd try to put those springs together, and I would feel it pressure all the way down, you know. And I thought, oh man, I'm just a nobody. I want to start crying right there. But I had Dave and Travis in there. How could I do that? Look, God, Travis, he knows me over with, here, Dad. I said, get back, boy, don't bother me. Well, he don't want healing. You know, he sees them struggling there, Johnny. Leave it alone.
Right.
I done preached them baby chickens if you help them out of them eggs and kill them.
Yeah.
Right. So help me out of my struggle. Let me alone. Let me get strong. Leave me alone. I'm fighting. See, we got to fight. Faith is the victory. And you have need of endurance.
Yeah.
After that you've done the will of God, you might receive your healing. You might receive your finances. You might receive that extra strength you need, that wisdom you need where you're at. After you've done the will of God, you've got to endure so that you inherit the promises of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, faith is substance. Then God's going to quicken you to what I got a revelation of that, but I can't explain it. Faith is substance. Faith brings your house to you before you get it.
Yeah.
That substance. And faith is the evidence that substance is there. Faith is what causes that substance to be real. Faith is the force in us that keeps us in the battles we face. That keeps us.
in the Bible, unless we lay it down.
Right.
I mean, you got a gun, somebody go break in your house, and you know they're coming, you don't get your gun, and just leave it in there. Y'all, please don't break in here, we need everything we got. They don't care. They want what you got. They don't care what you need. You know, just break in, take everything you got. But if you pull that gun up, you keep that faith up, hallelujah, you keep that gun, you say you open that door, but God, you break through that door right here, I'm going to help you go see Jesus if you're saved. Best thing for you to do is turn around and hightail and run now. Because you run at the wrong house over here. Well, see, that's the way we do Satan. We got more powerful weapons than a gun. We got faith. It's a more powerful weapon than any natural weapon on the planet. Hallelujah. The Word of God is quick and powerful. I mean, it's active in our life, praise God. It generates that faith. We see these two get a house just in a pandemic. I prospered through this whole pandemic. Still prospered. Had to open another bank account. I had too much money, man. It's piled up in there. Getting big.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Too much money. That's a good thing. Too much money. Too much money coming. You ought to go around saying, Lord, thank you. There's too much money coming to me. Ooh, you're a too much God. You're a God of more than enough, God. You bless abundantly above, greater than I could think or ask. Oh, there's more than enough, God, coming to me. More than enough. Instead of going around saying, it's never enough. We never have a change or confession. Amen. The Bible says, we believe, therefore we
speak.
If you believe you ain't going to have enough, you're going to go around saying, I ain't going to have enough. I ain't going to have enough. And you ain't going to have enough. You ain't. You're creating your life. But if you go around saying, glory to God, I've always got more than enough. I go around telling the Lord all the time, thank you, Lord. I believed I received it before I ever got it, that I had more than enough. All the days of my life, more than enough. I tell the Lord now, Lord, I come through the fire, through the flood, and that you brought me out into an abundant place. Ain't nobody making Scotty rich but God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what Abraham said. I ain't taking nothing. Ain't nobody going to say that made me rich but God. I told God back here when I read that, I said, that's where I'm going to be, God. They'd offer me money to all kinds of stuff, and I'm not going to take it, God. I'm going to know that you brought me up, and you brought us out, and you brought us into a way. See, you might be struggling right now, but that struggle will make you stronger if you stay in faith and you trust God and you have confidence in God. And if he's dealing with some of y'all to save money, let God don't put it off another hour. Go home and get 50 cents out of your, scrape it out of your car and put it in a jar and say, that 50 cents right there is anointed by the God, by the Lord.
Amen.
God, thank you to help me increase from 50 to 100.
Yeah.
Rachel, she told me not too long ago, now it took her a long time to get a hold of giving, like I did. I seemed to have it quickly, on giving it. She told me one time, she said, I wouldn't give it 50. I give 50. I went from 50 to 100. I went from 100 to 200. I can give 5. I went to thousands now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I remember one time I thought, oh, Lord, I believe God, when I get to where I can give 20.
Right.
Got a burn 20, and I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Get rid of it quick. It's hard to get rid of it. 20. And I'm, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm going to be a tither of 50. Went up to 47. I'm like, oh, that's hard. Went from $20 to 47 a week. I'm like, good God, man, $47. I used to buy a whole bag of marijuana for that. And I'm going to drop it in here and lose it in 1 minute. That's out in the world, man. I worked all week for a quarter pot. All week. I don't care if I ain't got nothing else. Give me a quarter pot. We'd set in the dark. I'd steal power before I wouldn't get it back hot. I'd run it to somebody's house close to me while they gone. We wanted cable, but God, we didn't watch it all week, and I climbed the power pole up that power pole. That's how they did it. They just electronically now cut you off. Now, they had to send the truck out, and they just undo it. We're watching boxing every weekend, baby.
Yeah.
Friday 8 or 5 o'clock, I knew they was closed. I'm up that pole skinning right up that pole. I skinny right on up birds, plug me up some cable, but go ahead and come on down during the weekend. Sunday night, I climb that bait and turn her off before I went to bed. Did it now, Tracy? I did it every weekend. I stole that. I watched it now, but I'd watch 375 channels if I wanted. I mean, I watched 375 channels. The time I get through all the 375 channels, I'm going to sit there 3 hours. I got to start again.
Yeah.
Because you sit there and you're like, that's why Tracy won't let me have a TV box. Because I'm like, wonder what's on that channel. Then you flip over there, well, I wonder what's on them channels. Then time you flip back through there, you know, forgot what's on all them other channels, so you go back through them again. So that's why she told me the other day, she had out said something about it. I said, I know the rules around here, the TV belongs to you. Hallelujah. That's the only way I get to watch anything. She finds what we watch. And so I just get to enjoy it, whatever it is. Then if I don't like it, here comes Facebook, the marketplace, for 2.5 hours. We got a program going on at our house. We don't even know each other's around. So I want to encourage you, praise God. Don't cast your confidence down.
Right.
Don't just lay it down for the least little thing that comes. I know a little thing's a major thing when you got a lot of things. 3 o'clock, I'm still dealing with all these issues. Tracy said, you better just turn it off and let your brain rest. I said, yeah, you're right, because I'm sitting there feel like I'm under fire, man. I'm having to straighten out the door company. I'm having to get the bank straightened out. Then she goes on to the bank and said, you got this? I said, ain't something wrong with that. What do you mean I got this dad in there? And I'm like, no, there's something wrong with that. I picked the phone up and called a bank. 3 o'clock. And she busts back through there. Well, I was just thinking about something. I hung up. I didn't have the bank on her. Well, maybe I got it. I just hung up on it. You better shut it down. See, you know what I thought? This is Wednesday, for God's sake. But you know what? God's wanting me, used to, I don't want to leave the house on Wednesday because I know I'm going to be attacked, but God, and I got to go to church to preach that night. But you know what? Now I can handle it on up 3 o'clock, still got to anoint and get the word to go. I'm growing. I've done grew. I can handle it all day. Praise God. Now, see, we're anointed tonight.
Amen.
See, God's wanting to build us where we can endure hardship. Not just say, oh, God, I'll be glad when this trial over, God. You're just getting ready for the next big devil.
Yeah.
See, adversaries are good. Devils are good for you. They're good for me.
Yep.
Ill people's good for me.
Yep.
Rude people's good for me.
Yep.
They're good for me, as long as I don't lose them.
Right. Yeah.
They're like sandpaper. They're like a good wet rock to a dull night. Or you know what you get?
Ooh, yeah, I look like a girl.
See, that wet rock sharpens you up, man.
Yeah.
That's the way our adversaries are.
Amen.
They're good for us.
Yep.
David said, Lord, your precepts have made me wiser than my enemies. Lord, your word has made me wiser than my teachers. Hallelujah. See, God's word makes us wise, and the doers of God's word makes us strong. Hallelujah. And you know, I don't want all the trials, man. I'm kind of getting enjoying this hellish world. I'm kind of enjoying these freaks out there on the road. Y'all look stupid. I'm on a four-way stop sign, though. Travis wheeled up, and he's on the phone back. And pulled up there, and this guy, Travis, was supposed to go. He says he ain't, because you can't think, talk at the same time. She'd call or something. And that dude, he said, where? Finally, he just went, I told Travis, I said, you're supposed to go for him, man. No, I was watching, oh. Yeah, whatever. You wasn't watching, homie. You was talking to Beth. He said, I'll sit here, and made him a little upset in his ears that day. He said, well, I'll sit here and they all go. I ain't going out as quick as I'm trying to start out. They're all going to start. I've seen it happen. Hallelujah. So look, man, we don't need to be so uptight about all this stuff going on around us. We need to be stay focused in on the Lord and keep a right spirit, praise God, all the time. Just keep a right spirit because we're winning, whether it looks like it or not. We are going forward and winning. We're coming out on the winning side. In Revelation, it says we win.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Stay in faith. Stay unfocused off the world and what's going on, praise God. Keep you focusing on the Lord and get stronger. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.